Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Morris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive off the glove of Stubbs, and into shallow right field. Knoblauch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Molitor moves to second. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground for a single. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagliarulo moves to third. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pagliarulo scores. Newman moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman scores. Gladden moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randolph fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gladden scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Harbeck moves to second. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to third. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Randolph strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Svyum hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph misplays the ball. That's an error on Randolph. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Gantner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. Yount moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive for a single. Molitor scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo catches it and throws to first to double up Gantner. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Harper and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bichette out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sveum hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Molitor hits a line drive for a single. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Kirby Puckett now playing right field. Shane Mack now playing center field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a line drive beyond short. Newman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Stubbs moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Stubbs moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 3 in the game. Bichette hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Mack who is chasing the ball. Bichette reaches third base with a triple. Stubbs scores. Vaughn scores. It's 6-5, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sveum is 0 for 3 in the game. Sveum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Ed Nunez now pitching. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pagliarulo out. 1 out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Sveum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.